welcome to Pune Tech Audio. We are talking to Mukul Kumar, co-founder and VP of engineering at PubMatic. PubMatic is a company whose development happens in Pune, and it recently was in the news for getting $7.5 million, right, Mukul?
Yes, correct.
$7.5 million in funding for building out their ad optimization platform. So, Mukul, can you tell us what exactly is an ad optimization platform? What do you do, basically?
Yes. So, we are working with various, what is called, demand partners, various ad networks, and various, what are now also called, real-time bidders. Hmm. To optimize the revenue of publishers, so online publishers such as Huffington Post or IAC or India Times, they earn their revenue through online advertisements. So
right.
We at PubMatic optimize their online advertisements in a way that they maximize their revenue. And we have these publishers have seen tremendous results from us. In their growth of revenues, they have seen a lot of lift in their revenues, and that has been very effective. And as you may see, actually, PubMatic not only gives the ad optimization, but we now are like a complete high-end publisher solution,
okay.
A large publisher solution. We are giving things such as global demand representation, audience analytics and monetization. We also give enhanced brand control and data safety, which is actually now becoming a very, very important and perhaps in some cases a number one requirement for very large publishers in terms of brand control. And we have also got into what is called guaranteed yield management, which is basically on the what is called the non-remanent side of the online advertising.
Okay. So, coming to, back to your the basic thing that you provide. So,
sure.
Basically, if I am a large website and I make a lot of money from ads that I show on the website, maybe Google AdSense or something like that.
Yeah.
Then you are helping me optimize my ads, right?
Correct.
What exactly does optimize mean in this particular context?
Sure. So, PubMatic has some very advanced technology where we read and understand the eCPM trends, which is basically the amount of money that that ad networks are paying.
Okay.
We understand that's called the eCPM. So we understand the eCPM trends. We analyze hundreds of data points, potentially thousands of data points from the user as well as from the ad network. To see which ad network performs the best or at what is called the frequency, let's say an ad network is performing the best. We have some very advanced technologies which are pretty unique in the industry, such as frequency eCPM,
okay.
It's also called FeCPM, which basically predicts the CPM at different frequencies for a certain user.
Okay.
And thereby, runs an auction to maximize the revenue for the publisher. And also, we have certain other technologies which ensure that the right set of ads are shown, the right set of networks, ad networks are shown, the right set of data goes to the ad networks,
okay.
So that they are able to make the best decisions.
Okay,
and so we have lots of these algorithms. These are actually machine learning algorithms that are written and run by the folks in Pune, and then sold by the our sales teams around the world.
Right. So what you're basically telling me is that as a website owner, I could have put in Google AdSense. That is an ad network, or I could put in Komali ad network, or the old Yahoo ad network, or something like that.
Sure.
Different ad networks would have given me different amounts of money, and PubMatic helps me choose which one is going to give me the most. But this is not, it is not helping me choose one time choice of ad network, right? It
Yes.
is doing this on a continuous basis.
Yes.
So
yes.
on a per ad basis, you can tell me whether this ad, whether Yahoo is going to make give me more money or the Google ad is going to give me more money on this particular instance, correct?
Right. So that is actually definitely, that is definitely true. However, I mean, there is a lot to add to that. In the sense that you talked about, you know, these two or three ad networks, definitely those are, you know, some of the popular ad networks. So they're close to 300 ad networks now in the US, right? And to add to that, we bring in additional demand to the publisher. So we work with close to 200 different demand partners, which are ad networks or which are what are now called DSPs, from which we bring demand to the publisher. So these are publishers don't have access to these ad networks or this demand source. So they don't even see that money. So like a publisher is making, let's say, 50 cent ECPM, we might get like a $1.5 or $2 demand for the publisher. And, you know, publisher, and therefore he can never access that because he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have the access to that.
Right.
DSP, and so, we bring that, and therefore we increase the revenue. And then we are also doing this, you know, real-time bidding (RTB), which is, you know, we have pioneered in that, which is actually bringing more demand to the publisher. And basically, those are again really high-paying campaigns, like, you know, $3, $4, you know, up to like really high paying. So that's where I think it makes a lot of difference too. And PubMatic is the only company or the only optimizer that can work through all of this, you know, together. So it's like a single algorithm running across all of these guys.
Right. So basically what you're saying is this, that suppose there was an eBay.in, right, which wants to advertise, but it doesn't want to advertise through Google AdSense. And now there is a website which might be perfect for eBay.in, but eBay never contacts that website directly. But PubMatic can make that happen by being sort of the broker between them. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. So eBay can continue to work with AdSense and any other, you know, different networks. And
plus, in addition,
we will make sure. In addition to that, it's like we bring in a way more competition and thereby increasing the overall, you know, benefit for the publisher.
Now, one problem is that from AdSense, if I put up AdSense on my website, AdSense does not report to me how much money is paid out for an individual ad, right? So that data is not available. Now, how can you, PubMatic, make a decision that this ad is going to give me more money than that ad when you don't know what an individual ad gives, right? Because AdSense gives you a report at the end of the month, not on a per ad basis. So how do you figure that out?
Right. So let me answer that in a more generic way, in the sense that with the overall you call, let's say, demand partners or ad networks. So so we have some very advanced algorithms using which we analyze these terabytes and terabytes of data. Which is basically telling us that what is the ECPM paid, and we have very close knowledge of the frequency of the user, in the sense that are you seeing the ad for the first time, the second time, or the third time, or the nth time, right? And then we are also watching the seasonality of the ads. We are also watching, you know, what sites those ads are going, and therefore, you know, we are able to make a very very detailed or very granular, you know, we are able to break that CPM at a much granular level. We are also able to, you know, through our machine learning algorithms, calculate what is called the geos ECPM, in the sense that if you have a site which is seen by 3, 4, 5 geos, then we can actually tell you what CPM each geo gives you. Let's say what Brazil is giving you versus what, you know, Amsterdam is giving you versus what India is giving you.
For the same ad.
US. Yeah, for the same, not the ad, you can call it the ad network.
Okay.
You know, ad network. And, I mean, you can call it the same creative also, in the sense that same same ad, but yeah, we are able to break it at that level.
So what you're saying is that, I mean, for a given ad or ad network or an ad campaign, you probably associate like 20 different parameters, which continues it from, what is the product about, which network is it, what time is it shown, things like that. Similarly, for the user who is viewing that ad, you have another 20 different parameters.
Yes.
Which country is this user from, and how many times has he been to this site before, and whether he has clicked in the past, and so on. And then all these parameters you crunch using your algorithms, and then you finally come out with a number saying that this ad is very likely going to be worth this much. And that's how you use for making your decision.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And actually, we, for the user, we go to a very detailed level in the sense that we're also doing this audience analytics, which you know, we announced like in the mid of Feb, where you know, we can look at the demographics of the user, such as their gender, their age, their so there are we are working with some what is called data partners. So data partners actually work closely with us in, and they have you know, they have very very well defined means of providing that in a very anonymous way, and we use that data to effectively make decisions.
So all of this, this looks like it's going to be a very complicated algorithm. So where is all that being developed?
So actually, all of it is being developed in Pune.
Okay.
You know, we have you know, we have a machine learning team in Pune, and we also have our data mining team in Pune that, you know, does all the map reduce tasks, and, you know, Hadoop. They use Hadoop, and they have actually built a layer on top of Hadoop, which is actually a extremely robust and cutting edge technology. And in addition to that, we have the entire ad serving team located in Pune, which develops the ad server. Which actually, you know, which actually, it's a very complex piece of code, because you have to do this very fast. We, you know, we do this within 1.5 milliseconds, this entire algorithm. And then you have these hundreds or potentially few hundred parameters that you need to cache effectively, you know, in the cache. And then you have to maintain the cache coherency and all that. So it's a pretty complex system architecture.
Can you share some numbers as to how many impressions you are serving per day or something like that, and how many servers you are using for doing things like this?
Approximately. I cannot, I mean, I cannot give the all the very detailed stuff, but definitely, you know, it's definitely much more than, you know, hundreds of millions in a day.
Hundreds of millions in a day, much more than that.
Yeah, much more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have your own servers for doing this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you, Mukul.
Sure.
And, good luck.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.